How many of you in here are going through something? Raise your hand. You don't have to, not a testimony this morning because we won't be too long. And we know there's a couple. Okay, that's a good little bit. That's about 9/10 of them here are going through something. And that's a very common thing for us as human beings to find ourselves going through something. As a pastor, I have heard this word in counseling, maybe more than any other word. And I've heard it this way, where sometimes a couple will come in and they'll say to me, Dr. G, I'm through. And I say, oh, okay. Could you tell me a little bit more? And they say, I'm done. I don't want any more of this woman. I don't want any more of this man. I am through. And I want to say, well, why are you coming to see me? You know, if you're through, you might need to go down to the judge or to the courthouse, you know, whatever. So through can mean that I've had enough, that I don't want to go any further. My life is at the point where I have invested as much as I can, and I'm not getting anything back from it. And I am done. I am through. Now, the other side of this word means that I am going further. In other words, nothing can stop me from reaching my goal. I am going through. I've had a tough time. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some challenges in my life, but I have made up my mind through it all. God Almighty, through it all, I'm going through. And so this morning, I don't want to preach a pitiful sermon. For those that are done, I guess we'll just pray for you. But for those who are looking for a little bit more strength, can I get a witness? For those who are looking for a little bit more energy, for those who are looking for a little bit more inspiration, I'd like to say to you this morning, say it with me, God will see me through. This is not an empty promise. These are not just empty words right here. As a matter of fact, this is the word of God. If you are in his will, do y'all hear me? If you have made the decision, I don't care how tough it gets. I don't care how challenging it gets. I am going to stay where God put me. I'm going to stay with God who put me with. I'm going to stay in the church where God put me. I'm not going to be hopping all around in every place. I am going through. I believe that God will help you. Am I the only one in here that believes that? Yeah. As a matter of fact, I didn't even have to preach this morning, I'm sure, to a lot of you. But for somebody, you need to be reminded that God will see me through. Now, I can't preach on every incidents or every challenge that may be represented in the house today. But I do believe that there are some general areas that will help us and be reminded, you know, God is working in my behalf. That God didn't call me for me to fail, but God called me to make it through. We're going to be coming this morning from the book of Isaiah, the first of the major prophets. I like this letter. I like this book, excuse me, by the prophet Isaiah. It has the same number of chapters that the Bible has. The Bible has how many books? 66. Isaiah's got 66 chapters. Well, the Bible is broken up into two parts. You have the Old Testament, and you have the New Testament. Isaiah is actually broken up into two parts. You have the part before the exile, and then you have the part where they are in the exile. The first part of Isaiah, the prophet reminds them that you must get your life in order, that you must stick with the Lord. You must be obedient and serve the Lord, or you're going to find yourself in a pretty tough spot. The second part, which is where this chapter is, Isaiah encourages the people. You're in trouble, but trouble won't last always. You're having a tough time, but tough times don't last always. Not with Jesus. That when you are in the worst predicament, God will make a way somehow. God will see you through. Our verses are very small here this morning, 1 through 3a, and I want you to read them with me. Are you ready? Let's go. But now, this is what the Lord says, he who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. Can you imagine that? Everybody's got a different name in here this morning, but God knows you by name. And I'm the one that called you. I'm the one that summoned you to me. I'm the one who's going to help you to make it through. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Those words were true then, and those words are true today. Now, what are the areas, Dr. Chi? What are the large areas? Because again, we can't deal with every problem that is in here today. But your problem comes under one of these umbrellas. So what are the three what's, the three principles that come out of this text? The first one is, God will see me through unprecedented times. God will see me through unprecedented times. The word unprecedented means I've never been here before. I've never experienced this before. I was not expecting this, and here it is right now, but I don't know how to deal with it because I don't have any reference for this. I don't have any writings on this. I've never been here in this predicament before. God will see you through unprecedented times. Think about it like this. I almost put the word unimaginable times. Things that are not in your imagination, but I think that unprecedented speaks more to what we're preaching about this morning. And that is, how many of you ever seen this word before in the English language? All right. You've not seen it, you're right, because it's not an English word. So you don't have a precedent for it. Are you with me? You don't have a hanger to put your hat on in terms of what this is. But if I take the same letters and reorganize them, your mind relaxes. Because now I have a reference. Oh, I know what that is. That's that. I see them all around me. I see them every day. But the fact of the matter is, many of us in here have experienced some things. We've never been that route before. We've never been down that road before. We've never had cancer before. We've never had knee replacement before. I don't have a reference for what that feels like or what that looks like or what that might do to my life. And I'm afraid. And I'm saying to you this morning that God has sent me by the Living Hope Fellowship to let you know Don't be afraid. I will see you through. Look at what the word of God says in Isaiah 43:2a. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. You know, for us today, we don't think about, when I think about waters, I usually think about the San Francisco Bay or, you know, something like this. There is no great waters that tend to come to my mind when I think about waters per se. But for every Israelite, for every Jew, when you said the waters, they say, oh, you're talking about the Red Sea. You're talking about something we had never seen before. You're talking about something that came in our lives up out of nowhere, and we thought we couldn't get through, but we discovered something that even when you have a big water situation like the Red Sea, God will what? God will make a way. God will see you through. Tell the person next to you, God will see you through. God will see you through. Even in situations that you don't have a reference for. Let's go to the Red Sea real quick. We just studied that, didn't we, Georgia, in your class? Exodus 14:21. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all that night, I highlighted all that night because most people think about the Red Sea experience as being like McDonald's. Can I have a hamburger? And you get it immediately. But those folks was out there all that night. It was dark out there. The Egyptians were behind them yelling. They couldn't even see the sea and what God was doing. But all that night, who was working? The Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry lands. The waters were divided. Now, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of water on the right, on their right and on their left. Here we are. Let me take you to the Red Sea picture. And this is just a depiction of what it may have looked like. Moses didn't even know that the waters were going to part. Nobody knew what God was going to do. But isn't that like God, that sometime we come to something that is unprecedented? I've never been there before. I've never experienced this before. I don't know what God's going to do, but I know that God is going to do something. Can I get a witness here? You know, the world needs to know that we serve a God who will not leave us at the edge of the water. I'm not just talking about liquid water today, but I'm talking about any barrier that will keep you from getting to the plan that God has for your life. I've heard all kind of interpretations on how that water parted and what God did, but I believe it happened just like the Bible said it did. That God drove by a wind so powerful the waters back till there was a wall to the left and a wall to the right, and the people of God who were in the will of God and those who weren't in the will of God, they didn't make it through. You know, you can't steal the blessing that God has for his people. When God will get you through, that doesn't mean everybody will get through. As a matter of fact, your enemy will try to do the same thing that they see you do. And they'll discover something that is only when I am in the will of God that he will work these kind of miracles in order that I get to where God has for me to be. In unprecedented times, I don't have a reference for it. I've never read about it in any other book other than the Bible. But I believe what the Bible says, that God will make a way. I love it, Sister Carla, when we sing that song. God will make a way when there seems to be no way. Come on, help me. He works in ways I cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. Through love and strength, through each new day, he will do what? Make a way. He will make a way. How many of you can't explain it? You try to tell your kids, you got to stick with this guy. You got to stick with Jesus because he'll see you through. You think it's me and your daddy. You think it's me, your grandma and your grandpa. But let me tell you what. We've come through many a heavy mountain, many a tumultuous terrain because God, it wasn't us. I'll never forget growing up in the projects of New York City. I don't know of anybody that had a pool. I thought only rich people had pools anyway. Nobody in my neighborhood was rich. But we did have a community pool called Katona. You remember that, Cheryl? And I didn't go on schedule. Most of the kids learned how to swim. How many of you learned how to swim when you were real young? A couple of you. It's always better to learn how to swim when you're real young, because when you're old like me and you're trying to learn, you give up too quick because you got to learn how to dog paddle and all that and so forth. And sometimes you just don't make it. But I'll never forget, I was about 10 and I went to the Katona pool, big pool. Remember, this served the whole community. I mean, it was huge and it was about maybe 9 feet in some places. And I thought in my mind, you know, it's like being in the bathtub. You just kind of, you know, move your arms and move your legs and all of that good stuff. So I go and jump in the deep end. And sure enough, I discover something. I don't have any reference for swimming. And my bathtub is not a good reference to use. You know, for you don't learn how to swim in a bathtub. Anyway, I'm really drowning, Deke. I mean, I am drowning in the Katona pool. And I thought that was the end for me because in my mind, nobody saw me. Nobody, and there were at least 500 other kids, if you can imagine out there. All of a sudden, something grabs me from the back underneath my arms. And the first thing anybody does that doesn't know how to swim, you're going to do what? You're going to start fighting. And so I started fighting and all of a sudden I heard this voice, and it wasn't the voice of God, but I heard this voice said, be still. And I said, I can't be still because I don't want to drown. They said, be still. I'm the lifeguard. I'm going to make you get through this. I'm going to get you back to the shore. I'm going to get you back to where you're supposed to be in the shallows. I had a reference for swimming after that. And I don't go in the deep end to this day because I can't, I'm not a very strong swimmer. I can swim. I've taken 3 years of swimming in high school, but I never came out real, real good. But I'm saying I was so glad to hear that voice. It wasn't much for those who were around me and knew how to swim, but Shantae, for me, I didn't have a reference place. I didn't have a point on, okay, you put on your nobody, matter of fact, nobody had on those little booties and things that you put around. Nobody wore those things, and then we'd be too ashamed anyway to put those on. But now I had a reference for what it felt like to be almost drowning. Now I had a precedent. Am I making sense to you? That when we go through a tough time, and we're in the will of God, And nobody could tell me that that lifeguard wasn't somebody that God sent. God will make a way for you. Can I get a witness? Number two, God will see me through unpredictable times. Not only will he see me through unprecedented times. Nobody's ever seen the Red Sea part again. They don't have one. Unprecedented, right? But sometimes it's not unprecedented that we go through. It's unpredictable. Nobody told me that my marriage would hit the rocks after 30 years. That's not true, but I'm just saying. No, nobody told me that you could be in a career and you lose your job after 35 years of working. Nobody told me that if you never smoke, you could still get cancer. There are some things that are unpredictable. And it's not just those people who get it. It's not just poor people who get it. There's not just those other people who experience this. There are unpredictable things that can happen to any of us. In Isaiah 43:2b, or before I read my text, this is a picture of Katrina. I don't know, many people, young people, they don't remember this. Joe, you probably don't remember this. But in 2005, one of the biggest catastrophes that ever hit the United States. It was a storm. It was a hurricane. And they were used to having hurricanes, but this one was unpredictable. It was a Hurricane 5 on the Richter scale. I don't know how high they go, but I remember them saying it was a 5. And it hit land. It didn't even hit land at a 5. It hit land at a 3. But because New Orleans was already below sea level, it just knocked down the levees and the dams, and all that water from the Gulf covered 80% of New Orleans. Can you imagine? 80%. 400,000 people lost their homes, and they left. Many of them never came back. 2,000 almost died from this experience of unpredictable. Nobody thought the levees would ever give. Nobody thought that something that man had put together and that was so strong and had been up all of these years would keep the waters out without any doubt. But you see, there's always that unpredictable experience. Can I get a witness? There's always that one where we didn't figure upon this happening, and it comes. Isaiah says, not when you pass through the waters, but he says, and when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you're with me, y'all don't hear me. When my hand is in your hand and your hand is in my hand, when you pass through the rivers, you've got to believe me. When you're in my will, they will not sweep over you. I can't guarantee you it won't be a scary experience. I can't guarantee you it won't be a tumultuous ride. I can't guarantee you that you won't be scared out of your wits. But I'm saying just hold on to my unchanging hands. Why? Because I will see you through. What rivers? You know, there's a difference between waters and rivers. Because again, when I think about waters, I think about the Red Sea. When I think about rivers, the most popular river to me in the Bible is the Jordan River. You know. Joshua 3:13, the children of Israel had recently just come out of Egypt. They were now under the leadership of Joshua. And actually, they had come into the territory of Jericho, getting ready to go into Jericho. They had just come from Rahab's house, the spies, but they still had to get over into the land. And the Bible says, and as soon as the priest, God says, who carries the ark of the Lord of all the earth, this is God speaking, he says, as soon as the priest set their foot in the Jordan. Now remember, they had come through the Red Sea. Are you with me? And probably some of them were like this. I hope I never see that again. And here they are just a little bit later. Many people don't even know that there were two times that God parts the water. This is a different parting. He says, this time you've got to do something. You've got to trust me. You've got to set your foot in the Jordan. It's waters flowing downstream. Now, hear me, Darlene, this is God speaking. It's waters down, flowing downstream will be cut off and stand up in the heat. Yeah, right. Usually the Jordan River looked like this, pretty calm and, you know, not a bad crossing. You can cross, but it's at harvest time. And the Bible says that harvest time, that's when the waters were most unpredictable. That's when the waters were most high. Have any of you, you know, when you saw those pictures of Katrina, you probably remember, even a foot of water can move a car. If that water is moving water is so strong, it'll take anything that's not nailed down and move it. It'll move you. So you've got to get to a place that is secure. Joshua 3:14-15, it says, so when the people broke camp to cross the Jordan, the priest carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them. Now the Jordan is at flood stage all during harvest. I'm sure in their minds, Olga, they had to be saying to herself, not some more water. Not again. And then God is telling me, I gotta step in the water. This time for the water to part, I've got to do something. You remember at the Red Sea, I didn't even have to do anything. He just parted it, and then the people went through. But in this instance, the priests have got to step in the water. And it just goes to show you that when God tells us to do something, we ought to what? We ought to do it. And so they did. That's not the best picture, but you can see the water standing up. Stands up about a mile high at a place. As a matter of fact, you can see it all the way to a place called Adam, it says in the Bible. The key thing here is that the children of Israel faced an unpredictable situation. I didn't know we were going to come to this. I didn't know we were going to experience another experience like this. And here we are, but I believe this, God will make a way for me. And they go through and they make it to the other side. The last principle, God will see me through unpreventable times. So the first one is unprecedented. The second one is unpredictable. The third is unpreventable. Hey, I think most of you would agree with me that if you're on the Lord's side, you're going to face some hard experiences, aren't you? Everybody's not going to always like you. Everybody's not going to always root for you. Everybody's not going to always be on your side. But we go anyway, right? We go because God says to go. God tells us to be. And that's where he says, I'll see you through. Yes, it may not be like anything you've ever experienced before. It may not be like anything that is in your reference place. It may be different altogether. But when you serve me, you're going to go up against challenges. What might some of those challenges look like? Chaos. Confusion. Conflict. challenge. Now he says even fire. Isaiah 43:2c. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. But Lord, that's fire. Lord, that's hot. That's confusion. It's chaotic. It's conflict. I don't want to go there. But when you made a decision to serve me, you're going to face persecution. You're going to face hard times. And sometimes it's from even your own family. And what I need for you to do is to keep going through. What is the fire? I know the water instance is the Red Sea. I know the river instance is the Jordan. What is the fire? What comes to your mind when you think about the fire that would be on every mind of every Israelite? I think about the fiery furnace. Yeah. Daniel 3:16. Shadrach, Meshach, and a bad Negro. I just said that. That's me. I'm the bad Negro. Replied to him, King Nebuchadnezzar, we don't need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. For those of you who may not know the story, real quick context. King Nebuchadnezzar had a big statue made for him. I mean, it was, I don't know, 9-10 feet tall. And when the people heard the music, they were pulled to bow down to the figure. As a matter of fact, I think I may have a picture. Yeah, they pulled to bow down to the picture. But if you can see those three guys over there to the right, that's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They're not bowing. And so his decree was this. Here is what's standing before you. Here is what's going to happen to you. It is unpreventable. If you continue walking with your God, if you continue serving your God, if you continue bowing to your God, instead of bowing to me, I'm going to throw you in a fiery furnace and you're going to be burned to ashes. I don't have their response here, but most of you all know their response. You do whatever you want to do, but we're not going to bow. When we decided that we were going to walk with God, we knew the road gets rough, and we know that the going gets tough, and we know that there were going to be some hard days ahead of us. We're not going to bow, even if we burn up. Now, that to me is some real faith right there. I want some of that. I want some of that. I've been into some unpreventable places, but never anything like that. Where I'm willing to say, Lord, send me, even if I have to go into the fire. Can I get a witness? No need of you sitting there looking like, well, I'll do anything the Lord says. No, you won't. Daniel 3:17, if we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. In other words, the God we serve, he's able to see us through. I know it looks like there's no way for us to get through. I know it looks like we're going to end up being barbecue before the day is over with. But the God we serve, you see, you forget that there's an entity here, that there is somebody that you didn't figure into the equation, the God we serve is able to see us through. I don't know how he's going to do it. I don't have a reference for it. I've never seen it before, but I do know this, that he's able. And even if he doesn't, we still are not going to bow. And even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. And so a Throw them in the fiery furnace. Funny thing on that day, two things happened. Hey, Joe, not only did they not get burned, but if you look over to the left, you can just make it out. Y'all don't hear me. There's a fourth one in the fire. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. There is nothing that can separate me from the love of God. There is nothing that can divide me from the love of God. The love of God will go wherever he sends me. And if you go into the fire, I'll go into the fire with you. Can I get a witness this morning? Matthew 5, 10 and 11 says, blessed are those. And if you decide you want to be a Christian this morning, I need to let you know there's some persecution ahead of you. But blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kind of evil against you. What? Because of me. You know what? If I'm going to have people say bad things against me, let it be because I'm standing up for Jesus. Let it be because I'm standing up for the Lord. Let it be because I really do believe that God will see you through. If you believe that this morning, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet if you believe that this morning. There is nothing that is too hard for God. God will see me through the unprecedented times, times I don't even have a reference for. I didn't even know this existed. But God will see me through. Unpredictable time. I didn't know that I would. I thought when I got to this place, all that was over with. I wouldn't have to worry. I'd have enough money. I'd have enough retirement. I didn't know in the unpredictable circumstances that come in life that God says he'll do what? God will see you through in the unpreventable time. And when I serve the Lord, there's going to be some hard times. Every day is not going to be Sunday. But that's all right. Like the songwriter said, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided. I have made up my mind to follow Jesus. Isaiah 43, 1 through 3 again, let's read it. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. I don't know what you're going through this morning. I would imagine that everyone that raised a hand in here, your situation is a tough situation. But I'm sure it's got to come under one of these categories. Unprecedented. Unpredictable. Unpreventable. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel. Just the black people's Savior. Oh, I'm sorry. Just the Latina people savior. Or just the white people savior. Just the male savior. No, I'm everybody's savior. Just as the savior to help you. Come on, help me. Comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you. What will he do? He will carry you through. Can we do that just one more time? Just ask the Savior to help you. Comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you. He will carry you through. Yeah, he will. God will see me through. Let me hear you say it. I believe that. His word is true. When I go through the waters, when I go through the rivers, when I go through the fire, God will see me through. I'm going through with Jesus. I'm going to ask our music ministers if they would come. I'm going to ask our counselors if they would come. And remember, we're getting out a few minutes early today so we can go right into our business meeting. So we're not going to hold you on this invitation. But if this is your day to come and be a part of the Living Hope Fellowship, let it be known. I want to be a part of a people who believe in a God who will carry you through. The doors of the church are open. Jesus' arms are open wide. Won't you come?